Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you. Thank you for joining us, and it's great to have you with us wherever you are. If you're on the online, it's good to see you too, but it's also lovely to have a few members of the congregation here at Emmanuel. It's brilliant. So if this is your first time with us, thank you for joining us. It's brilliant. But this whole virus thing is still raising its ugly head, unfortunately, around the country and around our world, isn't it? And increasing infections and causing fear and stress. And, of course, we're now facing another lockdown over the nation too. So along with a number of other churches this morning, we're going to use that wonderful video which was created during lockdown back in May, and not only for us to receive God's blessing ourselves and to have those words repeated for us, but that we might use them as a means of praying and declaring a blessing over our nation. And because there's a lot of people who are really fearful at this time. So let's use this, this video, and enjoy it, yes, but let's use it to pray at the same time. Thanks very much.
Manna rained down from heaven. This isn't second guessing. We know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations
and your family.
I just so love that. Isn't that just so powerful? It just speaks. It stirs my spirit every time I hear it. And so let's bring that into prayer and commit our time to God, shall we? Let's pray. Lord, in the midst of all the struggles and the difficulties that we're in this morning and in this time, Lord, both as individuals and as a nation, in fact, even as a world, Lord, we do ask for your blessing. That, Lord, you will turn your face towards us. Because, Lord, we need you. Without you, we have nothing. And we cannot do anything. We feel hopeless. But, Lord, we know with your supernatural intervention, then, Lord, you can change the state of our lives and the state of our nation. So, Lord, we need your touch. Come, we need your touch. You are the giver and you are the sustainer of life. Lord, come and fill us. Fill us this day. And Lord, in this time which we have together, I pray that, Lord, you would use us, you would draw us closer to you, and that, Lord, you would minister into our lives and meet those deepest needs which only you can. So we commend our time to you, Jesus, in and through the lovely and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Fantastic. Okay, just a couple of notices, if I can. Considering the needs which we've just been focusing upon, really, of our nation, I'd like to remind us all about our food bank here in Swanage. It is needed. It is crucial. And in fact, wherever you live, if you're online and there's a food bank somewhere else, then let's buy those extra items of when we go shopping. Let's give to those who are in need. And I know here in the town they are needing drivers to deliver. So if you're able to help, then you can contact the food bank. You can go via our website, or you can contact them direct. If you put Swanage Food Bank into Google, you will get the number. So that, if I can encourage you with that. It is communion today, and we are going to be sharing communion. So I hope you've got some bread or a cracker and some juice or even a bottle of wine stashed away. Can't see many. If you can make sure you have that ready for a bit later. We're having our prayer time via Zoom this week. So the link will be sent out earlier this week. If you're not on the list, then leave a note in the comments and we'll send you that link. And also after the service today, we do have our coffee time. And that will also be by Zoom. And I think, again, if you have not had the opportunity to join us on that and you'd like, then leave your name and a comment in the comments. And we're also going to run our prayer ministry time as well, both at 11:30. So if you want to be a part of either of those, then just leave your note in the comments or join us online afterwards. So it's really great to have, I'm not on my own. It's lovely. We've got a team, and it's great to have Alison, Janie and Clive here to lead us. So over to you guys to lead us in our first part of worship. Bless you.
One of the most wonderful promises of God is that he is with us. Our God is with us now.
Yourself with strength, shake off your dust and fix your eyes on him. For you have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, and now you sit enthroned with him. A God reigns, he is King. Rise up, you holy nation, proclaim the great salvation, and say to Zion, your God reigns. A God reigns, he is King of all the earth. A God reigns, and he's seated on the throne, in your God is with us. joy, for he will come again. Then all eyes will see the salvation of our God, for he has redeemed Jerusalem. Our God reigns, he is King of all the earth. Our God reigns, and he's seated on the throne. Lift your voice and sing a song of
Thank you. Brilliant. Now, our friend Rich, I'm afraid, can't be with us this morning, so it's now over to me for our younger friend slot. So you all fit that category? Yeah, right, okay. But now, there's lots of these around now. Have you noticed? Yeah, far too many. If it's not these, it's Heroes or it's Quality Street or something equally very, very naughty. But I wonder what your choice would be if you had freedom of the box. And afterwards I'll let you have that, but would it be a Galaxy? Oh, that smooth chocolate. Or is it the nuts of Snickers? Or would it be the of Milky Way? Or would it be the coconut and Bounty? Ah, whatever it might be, all right. You can tell us in the comments, actually, if you're one of the young people and you're actually online. Tell us in the comments what your favourites will be, and I'll see if I can save you one for some point. But It's interesting, but we all make all sorts of choices every single day. Thousands, in fact, of choices. And things like whether to stay in bed in the morning. Or some of you might not have that choice. You might be booted out by your parents or something like that. What to have for breakfast, even. Or do you have a fixed menu and you just must not change that. What shall I wear? What am I going to put on today? Again, that might not be your choice, certainly during term time for school. And this is one for the boys, you know. When I go into the bathroom, will I have a wash today? Or shall I just let it pass? Or even for the girls, when I'm in the bathroom, how long am I going to stay in here today? That could be another one. It could be, what TV program am I going to watch this evening? Or where shall I go with my friends on Saturday? You know, and there's so many choices. And we're all bombarded with so many choices. Now, some of those are conscious choices. We have to make a decision. Others are just habits because we just get into those. But all the choices which we make are usually influenced by what we like or we don't like. Whether it's, you know, chocolates or whether it's other things. Or it's because we've experienced something before, or even someone else has even suggested something to us, so we think, well, I'm going to try that. But however we choose, we usually choose our favourites. It comes down to our favourites. As I said, like the chocolates. Which all goes to show, in fact, that we're all very different. All very different. We like some things, but not others. We choose some people as friends, but not others. And the same goes for food, which we eat, and the clothes which we wear, and the phones we buy, all sorts of things. But that's what makes us special. That's what makes this world unique. And we're unique as individuals too. Yet no matter what our choices are, or they may be, God has chosen us. Receive that. Hear that. God has chosen us, and he's chosen us to know him. We're all his favourites in that sense. And even though we're all very different, he loves us all. And he's made us all to be different and to be holy, to be in relationship with him, to be like him, in fact. Because we're all very special, and he wants the best for us. But it's about knowing and trusting in Jesus that really sets us apart as his people. Now, I don't know whether you know, I don't know whether the folk here know, what day it is today. It is the 1st of November. Do anybody know anything else about the 1st of November? It is All Saints' Day, absolutely, yeah. And yesterday was All Hallows' Eve, or Halloween, of course, which has been taken over by some who don't follow God and is, you know, is not used in quite the same way with the pressure of the commercial world. It's definitely more into more dark and negative, even scary, and perhaps even evil emphasis. Don't like that so much. But every year on the November the 1st, many Roman Catholics and other Christian denominations around the world observe All Saints' Day, which honours all those who have been recognised as saints of the church because of the things which they've done in helping others, or having done some great work in God's name, such as someone like Sir Francis of Assisi, who you will know, or St. Christopher, the patron saint of travel, and even more modern-day saints, such as Mother Teresa, etc. Yet for us here at Emmanuel, and for those who many other Christians around the world, we're all saints. You don't have to be in a particular place or seen by the church as saints. We're all saints. And I'm not talking about our friends even down the road at the church in Ulwell. They're all saints, but they're also saints as well as us. So even though we're called Emmanuel, we're all still saints. Oh, yeah, it gets confusing. Don't worry. But we're all called saints because of what Jesus has done, not because of anything we've done, not because of our choice. It's because of God's choice upon us. And so we're called to live differently. We're called to be holy people. And that's because of all that Jesus has done for us. So, fellow saints in Jesus, Enjoy your celebration day today. Celebration? I know most of those will go here. Yeah, in the wrong place. But I hope that you will remember that you are God's favorite. You have been chosen. And those young people who are listening, I hope you realize that. And whatever chocolate you like, remember that God likes you even more than the best chocolate you've got. So I'm sorry I can't share them with you in quite the same way. But bless you. Now I'm going to hand back to the other saints. Saint Alison, Saint Jane, and Saint Clive, who are going to lead us in another time of worship. So bless you. Thank you for that.
It's the Maltesers one for me, Mark, if you pinpoint that one.
Yeah, there great. You go.
Thank you.
Sanitized hands.
Well, we love action songs at Emmanuel. This next song is such a one. If you'd like to make up the actions as you go along, that would be great. Said of himself, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Lord Jesus, would you shine your light down upon us? Help us to follow you more closely and help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Together, lovely, all
Bless you, team. That's great. It's lovely. Okay, just linking back, if I can, I just want to expand on that thought which we've raised with the kids about All Saints and things like that today. I wonder how many of you had a visit last night from some trick-or-treaters? Yeah? Anybody get anybody? It's interesting. I think that's probably because of the restrictions of COVID. I can assure you they were around. In the middle of the afternoon, there were kids everywhere, and they were all dressed up and all these sorts of things. But I don't know about you, but I feel all this Halloween stuff and the emphasis on death and darkness and skeletons and things really concerns me. The subtle yet really strong influence and negative impact it can have on children and young people and even adults is really quite disturbing for me. And in most cases, it can be quite harmless and seen as just fun, but it's not the most positive of activities, is it? And I believe can lead to some really negative, evil stuff becoming accepted and welcomed into our lives. So it's not helpful, and I believe it's potentially quite dangerous. And having been a youth worker, I know that has been very much a reality. But how different it would be, I wonder, if they really knew what All Saints Day was all about and All Hallows Eve was. Because it derives its name from the old English hallow, which actually means holy or sanctified or sanctify. And traditionally, the church held a vigil on All Hallows Eve, Halloween, when worshippers would prepare themselves with prayers and fasting prior to the feast day, which was to follow. But this traditional meaning has got lost, of course, because it's got usurped by all this other stuff. And in my opinion, it would also do no harm losing that traditional focus on some of this sainthood thing, on certain historical individuals either, despite, and I'm not saying we shouldn't recognize people for their great works and their great service in the world. But I want us rather to put the emphasis back onto God and back onto the work of Jesus and that biblical understanding of being a true saint and what all that is about. Now, I suppose in some ways, the way things have gone is we've only got ourselves to blame to a certain extent in our current culture. And the fact that people haven't got the same understanding, we haven't spoken up about it probably enough or perhaps in the right way. We've condemned it rather than bringing in a positive side to it. We haven't spoken up for Jesus and who he is and about all that he's done for us, which of course, as we've been thinking, is the core meaning behind being and being made and brought to become a saint. So in the light of all this, I'd like us to read a passage. I'm going to ask Clive to come. But it's a passage which reminds us about what God has done in this whole topic of saints. It comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and it sets out the wonder of who we are and what we've been given as God's people, as saints, of course. And we're going to read it in the Amplified version for a change. Now, that means that there's little extra bits which develop a theme or the thread of what Paul is preaching on. But it brings out the wonderful truths. So listen to these glorious words. In fact, you can follow them because we're going to put it on here. So thank you, Clive.
Paul, called an apostle, special messenger, personally chosen representative of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes. To the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified, set apart, made holy, in Christ Jesus, who are selected and called as saints, God's people, together with all those who in every place call on and honour the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace, inner calm and spiritual well-being, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always for you because of the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, so that in everything you were exceedingly enriched in him. In all speech, empowered by the spiritual gifts, and in all knowledge, with insight into the faith. In this way, our testimony about Christ was confirmed and established in you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift which comes from the Holy Spirit, as you eagerly wait with confident trust for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ when he returns. And he will also confirm you to the end, keeping you strong and free of any accusation, so that you will be blameless and beyond reproach in the day of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. He is reliable, trustworthy, and ever true to his promise. He can be depended on. And through him, you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Bless you, Clive. Now, we live in an individualistic world, don't we? And the term isolation, of course, has become very common for us in these days of COVID-19. But I think we're beginning to realize that community is vital, absolutely essential. It's crucial, it's fundamental for our physical, our emotional, our mental health and well-being. And people are recognizing now, probably more than ever, because it's been taken away from us as it used to be, that we need other human beings around us to be truly human. We need community. We need contact. We need relationship. It's foundational to who we are. Yet the dynamic and the significance which a relationship with God brings through Jesus takes it onto a whole different level. The transformation that a relationship with God through Jesus brings to each individual is foundational. It's essential. But also, through the work of the Holy Spirit, the significance of being part of the church adds a preciousness and a power that need that we all need for that relationship. It feeds us deep where we need it. It brings so much more to life. It enhances the human connection too. Now, don't get me wrong, there are many true saints out there, if we use the word in that broader meaning. You know, all the NHS workers, other key workers, servant-hearted carers and support workers who have given themselves selflessly to help others and to save lives. That's become so evident this year, hasn't it? And I think it's, if nothing else, that is a real blessing. We've started to realize how many crucial individuals and the roles that they play, how important it is. And it's just the incredible self-sacrifice and the devotion that has just been amazing. And we don't know half, I don't think. And I believe it's been a real challenge. It's been a challenge to me. And thinking, what effect really am I having? It's hard. But I believe that's a reflection of the image of God, even in those individuals, whether they would acknowledge that or not is up to them, really. Yet, no human being can bring or offer what God can bring through Christ. Hope, deep and true love, peace, security, identity, comfort, forgiveness and freedom from sin and eternal life, to mention just a few. But the God factor alters and changes the very core of how we see life. It changes our values, our purposes and our priorities. He not only enhances and anoints our very natural gifts and qualities, but also through the Holy Spirit, He equips and bestows upon us the supernatural power of God, calling us and, I believe, giving us the gifts and the abilities to do the wider, greater, eternal work of God, of the kingdom, which is set out for us all to do. A work that only you and me and all of us corporately as the church can do. A human organization can't do what God wants us to do. As good as these other organizations and the gifts of people are. So going back to saints. Saints in the New Testament are never deceased individuals who have been canonized by the church and given sainthood. They are living individuals who have dedicated themselves to the worship and the service of the one true God, as revealed through His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true calling and the work of a saint. All of us, if we know and love Him in that way. So All Saints Day provides us with that timely reminder about who we are, and more importantly, about what God has done and what He's given us to be His people, and the calling He's given us and bestowed upon us, which is such a privilege. In fact, the very last verse of that passage, verse 9 in 1 Corinthians 1, says to be in partnership, to be in fellowship with God in His kingdom work. That's our calling. Saints, fellow saints, to be and to do as only God in us can be and can do. Do you feel honored and privileged? Do you feel chosen and encouraged this morning? You are God's favorite, and He's chosen you because only you, in your uniqueness, can do what God has called you to do. Feel blessed, feel encouraged on this All Saints Day today. And as we come to share communion now, in a moment or two. Let's give thanks to God for what he's done. Let's allow this to be an expression of our worship. And let's surrender ourselves again into the Lord's hands and into his purposes and say, okay, God, I'm available to you, whatever. So as we sing, we're going to sing another song. But as we do, this is the moment, if you're at home or elsewhere, to gather your bread and your wine ready for our communion. So thank you, Alison. So come to this table, or come to your plates and your glass, but come to this table, not because you must, but because you may. Not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Come not any because of any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and he gave himself for you and made you a saint. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we're all his body. Let's just take a moment now as we prepare ourselves, and let's just ponder those moments and that thought. Thank you, Lord. Let's make our confession to the Lord of all those things which we know we need to be cleansed and forgiven for. Let's pray out loud together. Heavenly Father, I confess my sins to you, the sins of the past and of the present, those hidden and forgotten, as well as those remembered, my sins of thought and desire, of word, of deed, and of omission, the sins that I am too dull of heart to see, the sins that others can see and I cannot, the sins known to you alone. I am sorry for all of them. I ask you to forgive me through the merit of Jesus, my Saviour. Please renew your life in me by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So if you want to take your bread, and let's remember that we retell a story. We retell that which Christ has done for us, of his immense sacrifice, of the giving of his very physical life in order to bring us an eternal life. So, Lord, thank you for the simplicity of mere bread, a staple part of many diets across our world. But Lord, thank you. Thank you that it's a common reminder of all that you gave up for us. And thank you, Lord, for instituting this feast for us, that, Lord, we might remember you and all that you did. So thank you, God. Meet with us as we share this together now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's eat and be grateful. Let's remember too of the precious blood of Christ, which was poured out for us. Blood which cleanses, blood which sets us free, blood which gives us a whole new way of being. And it's the covenant, it's the new covenant made by Jesus of that depth of relationship, so that we can be saints, so that we can look forward to his return. It's because of all that Jesus did. So let's be reminded, let's thank him deep within our hearts and spirits as we share and drink the wine together. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Just take some moments just to reflect and be grateful for all that Christ has done. Lord God, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. You have chosen us, you've drawn us into relationship with you, all because of Jesus and because of what he did. You have made us right with yourself. Lord, we will never, ever be able to repay. But Lord, what we do is give of ourselves back to you. We give ourselves, Lord, back to you in service, in our love and our relationship, and in our worship of you. That, Lord, through the people we are, the unique individuals we are, we might give glory to the living God. That we might establish the kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, help us to be truly those lights of the world. That light of the world which we've been singing about. That you, your light within us, shines in the darkness. Thank you, God. Help us to live for you and glorify your name, we pray. In Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen. Amen. We're going to worship, draw our worship towards a close with the wonderful hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. As that hymn is, it's just so lovely, isn't it? Fabulous. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here this morning, for those of you who are here and those of you who are online. So bless you all. And we're going to do the grace slightly different. I get the privilege of leading this. I haven't done this for months because we've had different individuals doing it. But I'm going to encourage the folk here, if you would stand with me, please. And we're all going to share the grace together. Distanced, of course. But so may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Thank you for joining us.